Okay. Now, we have the oven on at 350. We're going to try to do this professionally. The pan has been floured. We're getting the cake open, and we're going to put it in that bowl there. Now, I'm going to grab two eggs. It's better to have things all at the end.
That is done.
I can't believe we have gone through all of these eggs already. But anyway, can we set this over here to the left of the sink, please? The pan?
Sure.
That's good. Okay, so we're going to have 2/3 cup of vegetable oil. And we have 1 1/3 cups of water. And try not to get the, we don't have a garbage disposal, but I'm just setting there those in the, in there so I can go ahead and just keep moving here because I want to do this and not waste time on our boo here. Okay, so I'm cracking the eggs. I'm taking my two thumbs in the middle and pulling the cracked part apart, being careful not to put the shells into the mixture. So 2/3 cup of oil, are you coming with that?
As soon as I can get the pack, the bottle open, yeah. Wowza. Could not get that to open for the life of me.
Oh dear. Okay, so, we also need...
No, I don't know. I thought that was oil. That is not.
What is that? I don't know what that is either.
Don't smell like no vegetable oil.
No, it doesn't. It's some kind of sauce, honey. It's soy sauce or something. I keep trying to look for the bottle, but it keeps eluding me.
Right here.
No, this is not, that's not usually what oil is in.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pour this back in. Sorry.
So, you don't want to make the mistake that was made. You have to, number one, have your stuff out and ready to go. Number two, smell before you pour. And number three, it would be a good idea to label anything. But do you think we're that organized? Apparently not. So, moving forward. So now, we're going to fill up a cup of water and to put it in our batter. And then about 1/3 of a cup. Okay, and then pretty soon, Todd, we need our 2/3 cup of oil.
Got it? Right here.
Okay, come pour it in, please. And what we do is we keep our oil in the refrigerator so that we can feel, since the oil is
done.
Like our hand. And I'm going to grab a spoon, or actually a really love another one of those big forks, but I don't think we're going to get that lucky today.
Actually, hold on. You mean like this?
That's perfect. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and give this a stir. Some people can use beaters, and yeah, we might end up using the beaters, but so now we're stirring this up till there are no more lumps, and then we will put it in the oven. And when it comes out of the oven, we'll add the Jell-O, which will be we will be preparing while the cake makes, you know, the during the just getting the cups of water to boil and that good stuff, and adding that to the Jell-O, and then we just keep stirring it here and try not to make a mess. All right, and now I'm going to come over here and dump this into the pan. Try to dump it in such a way that it will be even across the bottom. I may or may not need a rubber spatula. Oh boy. I do wash my hands, and then you probably shouldn't touch food if you don't wash your hands. So. Okay, that is all done. Just try to put a smoother coat on the top of that Todd, and we'll take the fork and. Oh wow! Feels like we're wasting a lot of cake, but we're not. The fork is already over there. I had the from when I was stirring. And then at your earliest convenience, let's turn this off for a minute or three. We're going to stick it in for about 30 minutes. And the last 15 minutes, we'll be doing the Jell-O. Probably won't be needing the fork anymore.
Okay.
Did you turn that off like
I'm
I asked you to?
I'm going to right now.
Honey.
Okay.
God.
I don't want to waste time. That noise you hear in the background is our washer.
I don't have that on yet.
Good.
Wasn't supposed to be, I'd done it.
Huh?
Stay tuned for more on part 3.
Sink is a mess.
Uh-oh.
Now my shirt's a mess.